Hi there, this is Prof. Moodley from the Department of Zoology, it's my pleasure today to be talking to you, giving you some information about the really momentous happening that's befalling UniVen, University of Venda, next week. The University of Venda is going to have its first ever publication in the prestigious journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States. In short, it's the journal's called PNAS, and it is a great honor for the University of Venda to publish a piece of scientific work that is good enough to make it into a journal like that. So what I wanted to do is just give you a little bit of background and also talk you through the research here for the University of Venda press team. And maybe give you some background first, and then talk you through it, and give you the highlights. And so, what we need to understand, because this paper is about human migrations, and it's about looking at human migrations from by studying. Now, wait for it, the bacteria that live in human stomachs. Now, I know you're thinking that's a bit strange, but what we've figured out that we can do is look at the bacteria living in stomachs of humans, and then if we look at enough human beings and their bacteria, we can then figure out how the bacteria changed over time to result in the bacteria that we have today. And in that way, because these bacteria only live in the stomachs of humans, remember, it's basically a sort of a faithful record of what humans themselves were doing in the ancient past. So that's because there are lots of ways of looking at the ancient past of humans. One way is to look at the human DNA itself, our own DNA, and look at how DNA has mutated and try and trace back what we were doing in the past, what our ancestors were doing. The other way is to look at archaeology and to look at sites around the world of ancient human sites and looking at the culture that they had and the pottery that they had, even looking at the languages that they spoke, and then try to piece together what we were doing at various points of time in the past. Because remember, a long time ago, not so long ago actually, no human beings were reading and writing. So we weren't literate thousands of years ago. And so as a result of that, nobody wrote any of these things down. So we don't know what actually happened. But what we try to do in this particular case is we try to look at pieces of the bacterial DNA and then try and figure out what was happening with the bacteria that were living in the human stomachs, and then by default figure out what's happening with the humans. So with that in mind, the story starts off actually in Africa. All human stories start in Africa, okay? For anybody who's still wondering, all humans come from Africa. And around 60,000 years ago, humans migrated out of Africa. And the funny thing is that even though the world is a big place, it didn't take human beings long to pretty much populate the entire populatable surface of the world in a very short space of time, some 50,000 years, 50,000 years, and we were everywhere since the time we left Africa. And that's intriguing. And one of the intriguing aspects of human evolution is how did Native American people arrive in America? Because what we do know from human genetics and lots of other studies is that Native American people, their ancestry is in Asia. Okay, so we know that Native American people arrived somehow in North America by traveling between Asia and America. At the very northeast of Asia, or the northwest of America, America, the American continent, and Asia actually almost meet. And during the Ice Age, when people actually migrated across to North America, that's where those two continents actually meet was dry land. So there was no sea in between them. And so you could actually, human beings could walk across. Some say humans walked across following the herds of mammoths that were these ancient hairy, woolly kind of elephants that humans of that area used to hunt at the time. But for whatever reason, humans moved across to the Americas. We know this, but what we don't know is when it happened. And what we don't know is, most importantly, which people today living in Asia were the ancestral population of the people that moved over and became Native American people, that the people that walked over to America. So to try and answer these questions and others, we went through the rural part of Russia, and Russia is an absolutely massive country, sampling the stomach bacterium in lots of different clinics and hospitals across Siberia, which is in the northeast part of Russia. And this work was done when many, many years ago, actually, when I was a lot younger than what I am now. It was when I was living in Europe, where I lived for quite a lot of years before I arrived at UniVent. And so this work is actually a work in collaboration with a whole team of different scientists who did different things at different times over the course of the last many years that have finally resulted in this paper. And my role in this paper was to actually organize the entire thing. So to organize where to go, where to collect samples, who to pay, and to organize how the data gets generated back in the lab, then to organize how the data gets analyzed, and then lastly to write the paper and then publish it, which is where we are today. So it's been quite a long process, and it's really quite a proud day for me and also for UniVen that we've managed to get this very important study out and published for the world to see. Because until today, it's just been the close people involved in the study that knew what was going on. So what we discovered in the paper, which was quite remarkable, is that, yes, we were able to confirm that indeed the bacteria that live in Asia are this very same that that live in the stomachs of Native Americans. And so we were able to find out which of the human groups that are potentially that are alive today could potentially have been the ancestors of Native Americans. So, and that was not clear until this point in time. We also figured out that people managed to overwinter the Ice Age in Siberia. Now, Siberia is in the northeast of Asia, and it is a bitterly cold place. Even now, in this warm climate of ours, it's still a very cold place. During the last Ice Age, it would have been even colder and more inhospitable. But what the study found is that we found evidence that people did actually manage to survive throughout the entire Ice Age, surviving and living in Siberia. And those people that did survive and live in Siberia were the people who then gave rise to the Native American people of North and South America. And we estimated that was probably around 12,000 years ago, but the date for that is quite a wide date. And so it's, as I say, you know, it's a really fantastic day for the University of Venda to finally have our first ever paper in PNAS. If you like to think about it, PNAS, it would be the American equivalent of the South African Journal of Science. We have a South African Journal of Science, which is published by our Science Foundation. And so the Academy of Sciences in the United States publishes the journal PNAS. So it's quite a few very, very, very important papers in the past have been published in this journal. So it's quite a remarkable achievement for us here at UniVen. I just hope that we can, you know, celebrate the day and also make sure that your research is continued to be supported at the University of Venda. Sometimes it's not always easy to carry out research here, but we've shown and we continue to show that we can punch about well above our weight, and we need to keep doing more of that. So, and I, for one, am very happy to keep UniVen going in that direction. So I thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time.